And Theodore Roosevelt in 1908, after the Kishinev pogrom, called in the Russian ambassador and threatened to throw him out of America if Russia did not stop. And it helped. But in the United States in the 1930s, the German ambassador was not spoken to in those terms. I think that's the core issue of the Holocaust, is that there was no outside pressure on Germany to stop. And that, as has been seen here with Waldheim and with everything else, there really is no punishment for it either. And most of the people who perpetrated it got away with it. Montefiore later, I don't want to digress, I want to stay on the part about Russia, but I want to finish up a few words about him. Montefiore later went to Palestine. And when he came to the land of Israel again, the Turks were not too happy to have him, but because of the power of Britain, and because he traveled under a British diplomatic passport, so he and his wife were afforded full honors. And in the famous visit to Jerusalem made by Montefiore, he purchased land, the first land outside the walls of the old city of Jerusalem, and he laid the foundation for what is today the western part of Jerusalem, the great city of Jerusalem, which is outside the walls. That neighborhood is named after him. It's called Yamin Moshe, and he had a grand scheme by which he was going to build a mill, and the mill would grind grain and turn it into flour, and that would be sufficient to somehow support the inhabitants. He forgot that he was building the windmill in Jerusalem and not on the Dutch coast. And the windmill today is the great tourist attraction. It's the great souvenir, but it doesn't do anything. Yamin Moshe today has become one of the most expensive neighborhoods in Jerusalem, an artist quarter. It's very fashionable. It's right next to the old city. And that's Montefiore's lasting memorial. What? He willed most of his money to charity. Most of his money was distributed to charity. When he died, he didn't have much money left. He lived to be 103. We have just celebrated the 200th anniversary of his birth. The Montefiore family still is in existence in England, nephews, nieces, collateral relatives, and they still hold positions of prominence in English Jewry. This visit of Montefiore made an impression, as I said, upon the Russian government. And this impression upon the Russian government was further reinforced by events that would occur now. From 1854 to 1856, Russia engaged in a great war called the Crimean War. And Russia lost the war. We know the war from Alfred Lord Tennyson's famous poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade. We also know it from the name of a dessert called balaclava. But the Crimean War, strange as it may seem, had its antecedents also in the land of Israel. Because there have always been competing claims as to who is entitled to take care of the holy churches in Jerusalem and in Bethlehem. And the competing claims have been between the Greek Orthodox religion and the Roman Catholic religion.